If you ever want to make a prairie dog really mad, put a live trap outside of her front door and catch her in a cage when she comes out to take the bait. This angry little prairie dog calls the rolling grassy hills of Wind Cave National Park home. And she doesn't know it, but she's part of a scientific study that intends to help keep her species intact in places like this. Greg Schrader, the chief of resource management at Wind Cave, is among those working on the research. He's standing over the cage with the newly captured prairie dog.
So this is one where we'll write down the trap number. We've GPSed all the trap locations, so that way once we're done working with this prairie dog, we can bring it right back to where we caught it.
The Sylvatic plague that exploded into the South Dakota prairie dog population about 5 years ago can decimate entire prairie dog towns in short order.
Bring out your dog!
Yeah, this plague is related to the same disease that ravaged the human population in Europe during the Middle Ages. To stop a similar spread of plague in prairie dogs, researchers are putting a vaccine in little baits that the prairie dogs can eat. Researchers have found the vaccine works great in the lab, and now they're field testing it. Dr. Christopher Brand with the USGS is one of the lead researchers.
The vaccine is incorporated into these little appetizing-looking baits.
So it looks like you've got a bunch of little red squares
right,
here.
Right, yeah, and that's a peanut butter and gelatin bait. And with the ones that are applied to the vaccine treatment, they have the vaccine in them. Now, these same baits without the vaccine are also being used on the other side.
The double-blind study gives out vaccinated baits and placebo baits in two separate prairie dog towns at Wind Cave. Researchers like Brand then catch and test the prairie dogs in both towns to see if the vaccine is working.
And so in the end, we will have the information on whether we can basically get what we call herd immunity in the prairie dog population on the treated site, meaning that we have enough animals that have an immune response to the vaccine that it could conceivably prevent a plague outbreak from occurring.
That herd immunity that researchers like Dr. Brand hope to achieve is not just to protect the prairie dogs, but more so to save the critters that totally rely on them for food, namely these little guys. Black-footed ferrets are endangered, and the effort to save them and to stop the plague in prairie dogs go hand in hand. Ferrets only eat prairie dogs. Some of the most successful ferret reintroductions in the world are in South Dakota. But South Dakota won't stay that way without little prairie dogs like this one. Remember that angry little prairie dog? She's feeling quite a bit better inside the mobile lab.
Right now we're in our little working trailer. It's nicely air-conditioned.
Dr. Kevin Castle is a National Park Service veterinarian working on this project.
So we've just taken an animal from a trap, put it in a little plastic chamber so we can give it some gas anesthesia in order to anesthetize it. Just makes it easier on them, less stressful for them.
After the anesthetic dose, this little prairie dog is marked, implanted with an ID chip and ear tags, and then Dr. Castle will draw her blood.
One of the more important samples we collect is actually a blood sample that tells us whether the prairie dog is immune system has actually reacted to the vaccine.
If this vaccine ends up working in the field, it could be a new tool for those working to save species like black-footed ferrets. Greg Schrader with Wind Cave says right now, dusting for the fleas that carry the plague is the only way to stop the disease, and that's expensive. So researchers like Schrader want this vaccine to work.
Like I say, this could be a game changer if we got this to work, because right now it's pretty labor intensive to try to conserve prairie dogs where there's plague around in the landscape. And this tool would make it a lot easier and a lot cheaper to be able to do that, a lot more cost effective.
A while later, that little prairie dog has recovered from her anesthesia, and technicians are taking her back to the same hole where she was caught. She's once again in a cage and fighting mad. They open the trap door and she disappears down the hole, happy to be free for now. This is the second year of the planned 3-year study. This little prairie dog could be caught again, even next year. And by following the immune response over time in all the animals captured, researchers can tell if and how well this vaccine is working. The study could result in some short-term stress and anger for these prairie dogs. But if it works, reducing the plague could make for some very happy black-footed ferrets. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.